And welcome in now to another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein. Another tough game last week, coach, a very good Harlan team, and they came in and did what they do, and it was another rough outing for your team, but of course you got a lot of guys missing from the field as well.
Yeah, I mean, we at this point we're 7 2-way starters down. We lost two more guys on Friday night. You know, Zach Stork went down with a really bad concussion. They had to cart him off the field. There was a lot of precautionary things. He had a stinger in his neck, but thankfully he's not hurt. Like I said, he's just got a concussion and a stinger, so he'll be out for a week, maybe two or longer. Dylan Sontag took a blow to the head. It was a helmet to helmet. Officials missed it. They can't see everything, but he got a concussion. So two more two-way starters go down. We're playing with a lot of young kids, but the kids don't stop fighting. They're a great group of kids. They play with heart and they play to the very end of the game, no matter what the score is.
Well, of course, it's a very talented Harlan team as well. They've had a lot of success already this season, and just kind of came out and did what they do successfully. And then, of course, you're trying to plug guys into other spots and filling voids, and that's tough against a good team.
Yeah, the Tarney's he's a physical kid, he's the one that took Zach out of the game, and when we watched it on film, it was just that's. Two really strong kids, hitting each other in the hole, and that's exactly what it was. And Zach just kind of got his head snapped back a little bit. Tarney's had a 5-yard head start run at him. So, Tarney's he's a physical running back, and Jewel, he's got a pretty good arm. He puts some balls out there that. We thought we had it. We were in great position, and he just was able to thread the needle and get some passes in there that we were kind of shocked that he got in.
Well, now you kind of turn the page here once again. You move on to another team that's a really good team here in the district, and arguably playing maybe the top two teams in the district here in back-to-back weeks, and Dallas Center Grimes. They also have a talented quarterback in Austin Claver that does a lot for them, both passing and running the football. Obviously, a guy you're going to have to key on here this week.
Yeah, I mean, Claver, he's a heck of an athlete. He runs around really well. He's got a pretty decent arm. Sometimes he makes some bad decisions throwing the ball once in a while, but, nothing that really kills him. He's definitely their best athlete, on their offensive side. And, we got to keep him contained, or he can really hurt us.
Well, and they're a team also that's had experience playing some tough competition. They were able to knock off Harlan a couple weeks ago in a tight ball game there. So, they have that kind of experience under their belt, and they're not going to back down from anybody that comes to their place as well.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Heitland over there, he's done a great job building that program up. He and I, we've had some good discussions the last couple of years, and they were where we are, 3 years ago. Not a lot of numbers. Had a lot of guys get injured, and they finished their season 1-8. Hopefully we don't finish our season 1-8, but like I said, they're where we are right now. 3 years ago, and they managed to get things going over there, and. They got a lot of guys out for football, and football has become a priority at their school, and it's one of the things that that helps out when you get a lot of numbers. You get kids out, they're good athletes, that maybe haven't played football for a year or two. That helps your numbers, and you get some athletes out there that that can make some plays.
Well, and in looking at them statistically as well, a team that seems fairly balanced. They do like to put it in the air quite a bit with Claver, but they could do some things on the ground as well, and especially just with him running the football. Is it just kind of one of those be aware of everything type of nights for your team out there?
A little bit. Claver's he's going to be our biggest key. They've got a couple running backs that have carried the ball quite a bit. you know, the guy that's carried the ball the most. He's, you know, he's nothing like we saw last week. You know, he's a little bit smaller. He's not a real physical runner. You know, he'll try to juke you and, you know, make you miss. But, you know, he's not going to put his head down and try to, you know, run anybody over or anything like that. So, you know, which, you know, I think is going to be okay for us, you know, since we're going to be a little bit smaller this week with, you know, with Zach out. You know, so, yeah, the biggest key for us is going to be Cleaver and, you know, the things that he does, you know, both with his arm and with his feet.
Well, and then you turn to the other side of the ball. Offensively, obviously, you're doing the same thing, kind of plugging some guys in, moving guys around. You're going to kind of stick to what you've been teaching here all season long here against Dallas Center Grimes, or is there anything they do defensively that you think you can exploit?
They run a hodgepodge of defenses. I mean, we'll see a three-man front. We'll see a four-man front. They get in a five-man front sometimes. You know, it really kind of depends, you know, down and distance, you know, and sometimes it's just all right, hey, we're running a three-man front this series. You know, so they run a hodgepodge of defenses, and, you know, and that makes it a little bit more difficult when it comes to play calling, because, you know, you kind of want to know, you know, all right, hey, this is a good call versus a four-man front, this is a good call versus a three-man front. But, you know, yeah, so that's nothing we haven't seen, you know, before already this season. You know, they don't run anything crazy that, you know, that we haven't seen. And, you know, and offensively, you know, well, we've still got some tricks up our sleeve to, you know, try to get some big plays. And, you know, we're going in with a game plan to try to beat DCG. I mean, that's what you got to do every week, you know, whether you're banged up, bruised, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, like I said, we still got a few tricks up our sleeves to throw at DCG.
Well, and I know the past couple of weeks, Jackson Eden has stepped in there at quarterback due to the injury that Kyle Nelson received with the concussion. What's the status and what you're planning there with those two guys?
As of right now, Jackson's staying back at quarterback, especially with Dylan Sontag out. Kyle's a heck of an athlete, and he's going to be able to fill into to Dylan's spot. I mean, he's a quarterback. He knows what everybody on the field is doing, or, you know, pretty much what everybody's doing. So we're going to roll Kyle into that spot this week, and you know, see what he can do to help us out there. And you know, then once Sontag gets back, you know, then we'll have to see where things shake out with Kyle and where things shake out with Jackson, and you know. But, you know, that's another week or two away, and, you know, just got to take it one week at a time right now.
Well, and obviously a big hole to fill here this week again with a guy like Zach Stork out. Who are you planning to rotate into his position?
You know, Noah Bruckner, you know, has been playing really well at inside linebacker for us. You know, Damon Miller got in there and, you know, got some pretty good reps. Logan Riley, you know, he's played really well early in the season, kind of gotten a little bit of a freshman funk here the last couple weeks, and, you know, hasn't played, you know, as well as he did early on. So, you know, hopefully we can get him out of that funk to, you know, be able to rotate in there to our linebacker positions. And then, you know, on offense, you know, we've got a couple guys we can plug in there. You know, last week we were missing Alex Williams. You know, he was really sick, so. You know, he'll be back this week. You know, so, you know, we've got him. We got Devin Sedlick, you know, Duke Zelmer, Clayton West. You know, we've got some other options we can put in there. You know, they're not going to be as strong or as physical, you know, or maybe even as big as Zach. But, you know, we do have some options we can slide into his spot.
Well, and, of course, as you go week to week here and the injuries that your team has occurred, it really not helped, you know, getting settled and making progress. It's, you know, hard to keep feeling like you're gelling and moving along as a team when you got a key guy here that's missing, and then the next week it's another guy. So you haven't really had that chance to settle in. So I'm sure that's got to feel a little bit tough that you haven't had that chance to grow together.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it difficult, you know, especially, you know, offensive line up front, you know. You know, Stork out and John McConkey out. You know, that's, you know, you want those guys gelling as a unit all the time. You know, and, you know, and Alex Williams was out. You know, was out last week too. So, you know, those five guys need to really play together a lot and practice together a lot, you know, because you just start to get a feel for everything. And then, you know, with our offense, you know, with all the motions and things that we do, you know, a lot of that stuff takes timing, and, you know, we do that stuff in practice. And, you know, when somebody goes down, somebody who hasn't gotten as many reps, you know, sometimes your timing is off a little bit, and, you know, can throw things off.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, it's easy for everyone from the outside looking in, you know, look at the scoreboard each week and, you know, get frustrated and, you know, wonder what's going on with the program and where you're at. But, you know, injuries combined with a lot of youth and playing good, tough competition as well. It is a combination of things, but your kids are still playing hard.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I, you know, that's what I've told the kids and, you know, a few other people that I've talked to is, you know, hey, we've been beat up and we're playing with a lot of young guys, you know, but, you know, hey, our kids play with heart. I mean, from horn to horn, I mean, it's, you know, they don't stop fighting. They don't stop playing. The people outside the program, they don't see the 6:30 in the morning lifting, you know, 3-4 days a week, you know, the after school and the off season lifting that we're doing. You know, they don't come to practice. They don't see how, you know, these guys, they, you know, when we have practice, there is no downtime. I mean, it's just go, 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 go. And, you know, they don't see that. All they see is the scoreboard on Friday night. And, you know, I just told the kids, I said, hey, look, you know, we know how hard we're working. You know, I'll go to my grave saying this is the hardest working team in the district because, you know, out of practice, we don't have enough guys for people to take breaks. I mean, we're going, going, going. And so, yeah, it's frustrating for me. It's frustrating for the kids. But, you know, hey, we know how hard we're working, and we know, you know, the heart that we're given. And, you know, these guys, they give blood, sweat, and tears, you know, every morning in the weight room and every afternoon at practice and every Friday night in the game. And, you know, they're playing their hearts out for each other and, you know, for the coaching staff. And, you know, it gets to you a little bit when you play your hearts out for everybody and, you know, then you still got people complaining about it, you know, but, you know, hey, it's like I told the coaching staff the other day, I said, you know, hey, we could be undefeated right now and there'd still be people complaining. Oh, yeah. So you can't make everybody happy.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way fandom works. And yep. Nobody's ever happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got guys out there grinding, you know, you're, it, you know, lack of numbers to begin with, and then the injuries on top of that. So you know you're working hard, but and it's tough to, you know, play those types of games. But at the same time, these kids are learning something along the way too.
Oh yeah, I mean we've gotten beat pretty bad the last 3 weeks. But you know we've had a lot of young kids out there, and you know it's not exactly great for the program, but it's good for the program to see those guys. You know, they get out there, they're getting a game, they're getting a feel of what, you know, varsity game speed is. You know, it's there's a big difference between playing a JV game on a Monday night, you know, and then, you know, and playing a varsity game on Friday night. They're just the game speed is so much faster that, you know, people don't realize that. And, you know, our kids are, they're coming along, they're getting some great experience, and, you know, the future looks bright with this group of, you know, junior, sophomores and freshmen that we've got. And, you know, I think, you know, another year or so down the road, we're going to be forced to be reckoned with.
Well, keep battling, Coach. We appreciate you taking the time to speak with us, and we look forward to seeing you Friday night, and good luck to you.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein. That's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJAN.